This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Back in October, Congress passed a law fixing the duplication of benefits penalty, a policy that blocked more than 6,000 homeowners who flooded in 2016 from accessing recovery grants from the state. But Louisiana homeowners still haven't received the money. Here to discuss where the process stands now is Pat Forbes, Executive Director of the Louisiana Office of Community Development, which oversees recovery efforts in the state. So, Pat, before the state distributes any of these grants to homeowners who qualified for a Small Business Administration loan, the federal government needs to sign off. Initially, it was thought that President Trump's signature was needed, but last month, FEMA said that's not the case. So what exactly is the state waiting on?
So what we understand now, the governor received a letter from FEMA in December saying that we need guidance from HUD to tell us how HUD interprets this law.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development.
That's right.
So HUD is one of the agencies that was left unfunded during the partial government shutdown. What kind of impact did the shutdown have on this process?
Right. Well, it's impossible to say for sure, but our expectation is that every day that the government was shut down and the HUD folks were not at work is a day's delay in our receiving the guidance. They were originally expecting to get us the guidance before the end of the first quarter. I can only assume that's probably going to be pushed back a month or so. And of course, we have the possibility of another shutdown coming in a couple of weeks.
Right now, a homeowner can't use a state grant to pay down an SBA loan. Are you expecting guidance that would allow homeowners who got one of these loans to use grant money to pay it down?
We are expecting the guidance from HUD to include language about paying off SBA loans, yes. We have requested that they be very clear about that.
Is that something the state would support?
Sure. Money is money. These people who we're trying to help, many of them, they're retirees. They've taken out 30-year mortgages to rebuild their house. If we can give them the grant money for having stepped out, gotten the loan, rebuilt their home, been pioneers in that sense, whatever they want to do with it, which I would think paying off that loan would be a top priority for them, would be fine with us.
One of the criticisms of Restore Louisiana, the state's homeowner assistance program, is that it just took too long to get recovery funds to homeowners. This duplication of benefits policy has proven to be another delay.
You're right. Here's another example of how the federal government and the requirements for their funds has slowed our ability to help. Recovery funds always take too long to get to the people who need them. That said, we've run this program faster than anybody has ever run a homeowner program remotely close to this size. But we have to wait for this guidance by direction of FEMA and the White House. And so here we are waiting again for guidance. We know folks are hurting out there and waiting for this, as are we. And we are going to do everything humanly possible to make it available as soon as we can get that guidance from feds.
Pat Forbes, Executive Director of the Louisiana Office of Community Development, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Wallace.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.